哈利路亚，奉主圣名开始我们今天早上的崇拜聚会。
好，愿你们就说 ，Let us begin with our morning service。
啊，感谢主耶稣哦，从今天一直到星期天啊，这三天啊，是我们的。夏季的灵恩布道会哈。
We think that starting from now, going on to tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow is our spiritual convocation.
啊，也感谢主耶稣的恩典，让我们每一个人能够放下自己的工作能够来到这里一起来聚会敬拜神。
We so thank the Lord that we are able to lay aside our work just for a little moment to come here and draw close to God.
啊，我们在座可能有些人必须要跟同事调班才能够来。
Among us, there were some that exchanged their work assignment with their colleagues in order to be here today.
啊，有些人可能要用掉他们的假期才能够来。
Some of us here may have used our vacation hours to come here.
啊，有些人可能要被老板骂两句才能。能够请得到假。
Some people reluctantly after the boss's scolding were able to get some time off work.
啊，有些人可能要放下家里很多的工作，很多的家事才能够来到这里聚会。
And others might have needed to postpone the work they have to do at home in order to come here today.
好，我们求主耶稣纪念大家在追求道理、追求神上面的努力跟付出。
And the Lord remember your effort and your perseverance in pursuing His truth.
啊，从世人的眼光来看哈。
From a worldly perspective, perhaps.
啊，当我们放下我们的工作，当我们放下我们的事业，来到了教会。
When we lay aside our work, our career to come to church.
啊，对外面的人来讲。这是一个很不聪明的行为。
To others, this is something very not smart.
啊，因为这世界上的人，大家都在追求人工成功的人生。
Because in the world, people pursue one thing, which is a successful life.
啊，所以许多人觉得就是要拼命工作，拼命赚钱。才能够有一个成功的人生。
Hence, many people believe that working and earning money is equivalent to success.
哦，所以对他们来讲，请假跑到教会，这个实在是不聪明啊。
And with this framework in mind, to take off work to come to church is not smart.
但是作为一个基督徒，我们知道成功真正的定义。
But we as Christians, we know the definition of success.
因为我们知道人生的成功不在于家道的丰盛。
Because we know that success is not measured by the number of our possessions.
成功的人生不在于财富的累积。
A successful life is not correlated with accumulation of wealth.
更不是事业的发达。
Neither is measured through the success in one's career.
哦，所以我们今天早上来看一看，从圣经上一个成功的基督徒人生到底应该是怎么样的。
Today, let us study and learn what is a successful life from the perspective of the Bible.
我们来看一下希伯来书的第十章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书的第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
十九节。
Verse 19.
希伯来书十章十九节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，第二十节，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体，二十一节，又有一位大祭司大祭司治理神的家，二十二，并且我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前，二十三，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的，二十四，又要彼此相互激发爱心，勉励行善。好，那在这里呢，希伯来书的作者告诉我们呢
，The author of Hebrews tells us this.
他说什么叫做一个成功的人生
？He asks, what is a successful life?
他说作为一个基督徒
Then we as Christians,
我们已经蒙了洗净，蒙了洁净了。
Have received the cleansing from the blood.
我们已经得到了一个新的生命开始。
We have been bestowed with a new life, new beginning.
我们已经有一个新的盼望，新的追求。
We have a new hope, a new direction of our pursuit.
所以在这里告诉我们说，我们是洁净的。
So this verse tells that we are clean.
我们是属于神的。
And we belong to God.
但是这样子，在接下来还有一些要求啊。
But that is not it. We have some requirements to meet.
晶晶帮我来杯水，晶晶帮我来杯水好吗？好，但是接下来呢，他还有一些额外的要求
There are further requirements we must meet.
要能够达到这些要求，才能够被称为真正成功的基督徒
And only by achieving them, we can be called successful Christians.
那什么要求呢
？What are these requirements?
我们看二十二节
Let us see verse 22.
这里说我们的身体用清水洗净。 良心已经得到洁净了。
This is here that our hearts have been sprinkled from evil conscience and we have been made clean for the pure water.
那在这里对我们的第一个要求。
This is the first requirement.
他说我们要存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Verse 22 tells us to draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith.
当一个人信主以后。
When we believe in Christ,
我们洗礼之后
after we are baptized,
我们都被称为基督徒
we are called Christians.
但是每一个基督徒最后人生到达的点都不太一样啊。
But the end destination of Christians is not all the same.
有的基督徒能够一辈子活出成功的人生
Some Christians can fight a victorious life their entire life.
最后能够丰丰富富进入神的国
And in the end, enter abundantly into God's kingdom.
有的基督徒却在挣扎当中过日子
Some Christians spend their day in struggle.
最后在恐惧不确定当中离开人世
And it is in fear and uncertainty that they depart from the world.
所以在这里告诉我们说当我们得到洁净成为基督徒以后
So we are told that when we are cleansed and become Christians.
我们要继续对自己有不断的要求跟不断的努力。
We need to keep on pushing ourselves and requiring things of ourselves.
他说我们要能够带着诚心跟充足的信心来到主的面前啊。
Here in verse 22 tells us to come to God with a true heart and in full assurance of faith.
所以一个人信耶稣之后，不但要信耶稣，更要依靠耶稣。
So when a person believes, not only he or she needs to believe, but also rely on him.
因为这里说你要诚心的是要到神的面前。
Because as it is said, we need to come with a full assurance.
不管你为什么来信耶稣啊
，No matter why you come to Jesus.
有人是因为生病啊，需要帮助来教会。
For instance, some people come to church because they need help with the sickness.
有人是因为生活有困难，需要帮助来教会。
Some people choose to draw close to the church because of difficulties in life.
有人是因为生活很无聊，在美国没有朋友，所以来到教会。
Some people come to church because the United States is a strange land for them and they are bored and don't know what to do.
所以啊，每个人来到教会寻找神的动机跟目的都不一样。
People from all walks of life come to church for different motives.
但是呢，我们如果希望能够在信仰上成功
，But if we hope to be successful in our lives，
就要在追求的目标上不断的升华，不断的提升啊。
We need to elevate the level of our pursuit，
能够从物质上的需要进入属灵的需要。
We need to let go of pursuits that are material and enter into pursuits that are spiritual。
能够从寻找人的帮助到亲眼见到神。
We need to get rid of the help that people give us and strive to seek the help that comes from God。
所以在这里告诉我们说，我们要能够来到主的面前啊。
As it is said, we need to be able to draw close to the presence of Christ。
这个才是真正能够认识主的方法。
This is the true method of coming to the knowledge of Christ。
所以啊，我们今天信仰要单纯。
Today our faith needs to be innocent。
来到神面前是为了寻找神。
We come to God to seek God Himself。
来到神面前是为了寻找到天国的道路。
Let us come to God to find the way that leads to heaven。
不是来找朋友的。
Not to strike friendships。
而更不是来做生意的。
Not to have business acquaintances here。
我们的信仰上的目标也要正确。
The direction of our goals needs to be correct.
不是来崇拜传道的。
We come here not to worship the pastor.
更不是来看某一个信徒的。
Neither do we set our eyes on any member.
因为在这里说你要来到神的面前啊。
Because here it says, let us draw near to him.
在这里说我们到神的面前要有充足的信心啊。
And it said, in full assurance of faith.
就是说我们对神要有绝对的信靠。
That is to say, we need to rely on him fully.
我们看希伯来书的十一章哦。
Let us see Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书的第十一章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6.
希伯来书的十一章第六节
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6
第六节
6.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦因为到神面前来的人必须信有神且信他赏赐那寻求他的人那、这里告诉我们说我们来到神面前必须要有信、
Verse 6 tells us that we must have faith before coming to him
这里、告诉我们、要看到神的一个关键、
What this verse says is to see what is the key to reach God
你要先相信他在他的存在
First believe in his existence
你更要相信他能够帮助
More believe that he is able to help you
你才能够到他的面前来啊
Only then you can come before him.
有时候这跟我们的想法是不太一样的、
Sometimes this differs from our belief.
我们常会觉得说我要先到神的面前来。
We often say, firstly, let me come to God.
然后再跟他讲我要这个，我要这个，我要这个。
And then I will tell him, I need this, this, and that.
但是呢，圣经讲的方法刚好颠倒哦。
But the method that the Bible gives us is inverted.
你先不要想你要什么。
Let us not think what we want and need.
你先不要不停的跟他要。
Let us stop for a moment. from asking and asking.
你要先相信他的慈爱。
But first, let us believe in His mercy.
你先相信说我的神一定可以帮助我。
Let us believe that our God can certainly help us.
你才能够到他的面前啊。
And then we are worthy to come before Him.
所以啊，今天人生得福的关键在哪里
？So therefore, what is the key of being blessed today?
就是能够真心以神做我们的依靠哦。
It is to fully and sincerely rely on God.
我们来看一下诗篇的第二十篇。
Let us see Psalm 20.
诗篇的第二十篇。
Psalm 20.
诗篇二十篇。
Psalm 20.
第七节。
Verse 7.
诗篇的第二十篇第七节
Psalm 20 verse 7
啊，这里说有人靠车有人靠马但我们提到主我们神的名啊，那这里告诉我们啊，有些人啊是靠车子有些人是靠马兵啊
verse 7 says that some rely on chariots some others on horses
啊，在古代啊战争当中啊
in the past during times of war
啊，战车或者是骑兵啊马兵是最强的武器啊
chariots and cavalry were the prime choice of attack
哦，所以啊哇这种只要拥有这种征战的力气就能够打胜仗啊
so with the power of these weapons of war one would gain
あ、但是啊，大卫作为一个很会打仗的勇士。
David was a great warrior skilled at battle.
他在这里却写下了这一段话哦。
But still, he wrote what we just read.
他说有些人打仗啊是靠他的战车很多。
Some people rely on the power of their chariots.
有的人是靠他的马兵很快。
Some people rely on the speed of the horses.
哦，这个是战争的利器。
This is the power in war.
但是大卫说，我却不靠这一些啊。
But David says, I should rely not on these.
那虽然大卫很会打仗
，although David knew how to wage a war.
大卫一辈子打仗从来没有打输过。
And although he never was defeated.In battle.
但是他说我打仗要成功靠的却是倚靠我们主神的名啊
He says if I want the victory I shall rely fully on the name of the Lord
今天我们在遇到人生当中的问题
Today when we encounter troubles and difficulties in life
很多时候我们都知道应该要靠神
Many times we know that we need to rely on God
但是我们却靠不了却没有信心倚靠
But for some reason we cannot muster up the faith
我们有时候嘴巴里讲求主帮助
Sometimes we in our mouth we say may the Lord help me
啊，但是心中早就打了各种不一样的算盘要去找谁来帮我
But in our hearts we have already made schemes and strategies for whom to look for help
啊，有人靠医生
Some people rely on their doctors
有人靠律师
Some people rely on the lawyers
有人想要靠法官
Some people want to rely on the judge
啊，有人想要靠政客
Some people on politicians
人啊，总是脑在里面想了好好多各种不一样的方法，希望成为他的依靠。
People try to come up with strategies to find sources of help.
啊，虽然嘴巴里说要靠神，靠神。
Although in their mouths they say I rely on God and rely on God.
但是啊，心里啊总是希望找到各种其他看得见的依靠啊。
Inside in their hearts they look for a substantially visible help.
哦，所以我们常常啊在跌跌撞撞当中。
So often time after bumping and crashing into things.
我们常常啊在依靠当中找不到帮助。
In trying to find help, we find no help.
所以很多人常常是走投无路才懂得要来寻找神的帮助啊。
Some people decide to turn back to God for help when they are at a dead end.
啊，当然啊，当人回转到神的身边啊。
Of course, when people decide to come back to God.
啊，当人回转祈求神的帮助。
When people come back to God and seek for His help.
很多时候我们就看到路开了，神给我们提供啊一条新的门路可以走啊。
Many times we see a new way open for us, a new door.
是的神帮助了
And yes, God helped us.
但是在这整个过程当中
But when we consider the process as a whole
我们就多受了很多的苦啊
Indeed, we suffer unnecessarily
我们就多流了很多的眼泪啊
More tears than we ought
to. 哦，所以在这里告诉我们说，当我们人生啊需遇到困难的时候
，So this verse tells us that when we have trouble in life，
他说我们要提到主神的名就能够得到帮助啊。
We need to cry out the name of the Lord and help shall come to us。
以色列人是被称为属神的百姓啊。
The Israelites were called God's own people。
以色列人有神作为他们的依靠。
The Israelites had God to rely on。
但是我们如果看以色列人的历史啊
，But if we look at their history，
我们就看到他们的历史是。 一篇血泪的历史啊。
We notice that it was written with blood and tears.
我们看到圣经当中记载以色列人在他们的历史当中如何的可怜。
We see in what terrible state they were throughout their history.
如何被敌人欺负。
How they were abused by their enemies.
如何活在没有盼望当中。
How they live as if without hope.
为什么一个属神的百姓会沦落到这种地步呢？
How would God's own people descend to such level?
我们来看一下撒母耳记上的第七章哦。
Let us turn to 1 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记上的第七章。
1 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记上第七章的第二十节。
1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 20.
啊，第二节哦。
Excuse me, verse 2.
撒母耳记上的第七章第二节。
1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 2.
啊，第二节，约柜在基列耶林许久，过了二十年，以色列全家倾向神。三节，撒母耳对以色列全家说：“你们若一心归顺神，就要把外邦的神和亚斯他录从你们中间除掉，专心归向神，单单侍奉他，他就必救你们脱离非利士人的手啊！那这里是记载以色列人的一段历史啊。
This passage records a piece of Israeli history.
啊，在这里讲到两件事情。
And two things are mentioned here.
第一，他们有约柜。
First, they have the Ark of the Covenant.
约柜代表神的同在。
The Ark of the Covenant represents God's abundance.
约柜代表神的能力。
The Ark of the Covenant represents God's power.
啊，他们有约柜在他们当中。
They have the Ark with them.
但是在这里说，他们却被敌人所欺负啊。
But as we read, they were abused by their enemies.
啊，同时这里讲到一个人叫做撒母耳。
At the same time, we read about a person called Samuel.
啊，撒母耳是旧约历史当中最有能力的先知之一啊。
Samuel was one of the most powerful prophets in the Old Testament.
啊，圣经里面讲说，撒母耳说的每一句话，神都让他实现啊。
The Bible says that each single word that Samuel said was realized.
他讲的话，神就给他成就。
Whatever he said, God accomplished.
所以这是最有能力的先知之一。
Therefore, this was such a powerful prophet.
在这里，我们看到以色列人有约柜。
Here we see the Ark of the Covenant with the Israelites.
神同在的记号。
The symbol of God's abiding.
以色列人有撒母耳。
The Israelites had Samuel with them.
有能力的大先知。
They had a powerful prophet on the
side. 但是在这里说，以色列人还是被敌人欺负，而且欺负了二十年啊。
But we are told that Israel lamented due to the fact that they were constantly accosted by their enemy for 7 years.
为什么有约柜、有撒母耳还是这么可怜
？Why would the Israelites suffer having the Ark and Samuel?
因为问题不在约柜，问题也不在撒母耳。
The answer is that the problem is not Samuel nor the Ark.
问题在以色列人不专心啊。
The problem is that Israelites were not wholeheartedly relying on God.
啊，这里说他们虽然敬拜神。
As it is said, although they worship God, will worship God.
啊，但是他们一样依靠偶像。
They still decided to rely on idols.
啊，他们虽然认识神。
Although they knew God.
但是他们却不愿意放下外邦的神职。
They were still unwilling to let go of the many gods of the Gentiles.
啊，所以虽然有拜神。
Although they worship God.
但是拜神不专心。
They did not worship wholeheartedly.
啊，虽然认识神。
Although they knew God.
但是没有全心依靠他。
They did not turn their whole focus to him.
因此他们仍然活在痛苦当中。
Therefore, they still abide in the suffering.
所以这里告诉我们啊。
So this is what the Bible tells us.
我们今天要得到神的恩典。
Today we seek to be blessed by God.
我们要活出成功的基督徒人生。
And we want to lead successful Christian lives.
信主要信的专心啊。
We need to be Christians full time.
拜神要拜的用心啊。
We need to worship God in a focused manner.
不要想要拥抱信仰又拥抱世界啊。
Let us not grab the world with one hand and grab God with the other hand.
因为这样的人不专心的信仰得不到神的祝福。
Because this faith lacks a focus, cannot attain blessings for us.
哦，所以希伯来书告诉我们说，我们要有充足的信心跟诚心来到神的面前。
The passage in Hebrews that we read tells us that we may have a full assurance of faith and a true heart to come to God.
所以信仰这条路是我们自己要选择的。
The path of faith is our own choice.
啊，当我们生病了啊
，When we are sick, for example,
不是不能看医生。
It is not that we are forbidden from visiting a doctor.
而是要有很清楚的认识。
But rather, we need to having a clear how things work.
说医生的手也是在神的掌握之中。
The hand and skill of the doctor is also under God's control.
医生开的药，求神给他智慧，不要开错啊。
The medicine that God prescribes is also under the wisdom of God, whether the doctor prescribes by.
所以虽然你会寻找医生
，so although you go to the doctor,
但是你不是依靠医生
，you cannot rely on the doctor,
因为你知道凡事都在我的主的手中
，and you do not rely on the doctor because you know that everything is in God's hand.
哦，这个才叫做真正的依靠啊。
This is true reliance.
哦，所以我们要学习有充足的信心来依靠我们的神。
We need to then rely on God with this full assurance of faith.
你就能够有神做你的依靠，你就能够看见信仰的成功。
With God as our trust and reliance, we will see the success and faith.
我们看回来希伯来书的第十章哦。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章的第22节哈。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 22.
22节这里说，我们要存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。23是说，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。那在这里告诉我们说啊，成功人生的第二步啊。
Verse 23 tells us the second step in being successful in life.
第一步是来到神面前，你要专心啊。
And review the first step that we mentioned is to be focused when we pursue God.
第二个，这里告诉我们说，我们要坚定所承认的指望啊。
The second point here is to persist in the hope that we have inherited.
请问你今天的指望是什么？
And let me ask, what is your hope?
好，圣经里面告诉我们哦。
This is what the Bible tells us.
一个人如果信耶稣
，If a person believes in Christ，
但是只在今生有指望
，But their hope is only in this life。
他说：“你比众人都可怜。”
That person is more worthy of pity than all。
如果一个人信了耶稣哦
，If a person believes in Christ，
但是满脑子里面还是赚钱、赚钱、赚钱、赚钱
，But in their mind there are only dollar signs。
如果一个人信了耶稣以后哦
，If a person believes in Christ，
还是只在乎世界上的物质跟世界上的好处
，But they only concern themselves with the benefits and interests of this world.
他说这样的信徒比众人都可怜啊。
The Bible suggests that these are more worthy of pity than
啊，赚钱有没有错？
Is it wrong to make an earn a living?
赚钱没有错啊。
Making a living is not wrong.
想要好的生活有没有错？
Is it good to pursue a better life?
想要好的生活也没有错啊。
To pursue a higher living standard is not wrong either.
我们不要想说啊，我做基督徒，我要努力成为乞丐啊，不用啊。
We as Christians shouldn't strive to be beggars and homeless.
啊，你要做，你要努力工作。
We need to put our mind into our work.
你要努力赚钱。
We need to put our mind into making money.
你要努力为你的家庭提供好的生活。
We need to make our best effort.To earn a living for families.
但是你从来不可以忘记一件事情
But we can never ever forget
就是你活着绝对不是为了赚钱
We live not for these things
神造你绝对不是让你来上班的
God created you not for you to go to work every day
我们的人生有更高的价值
Our lives have a much higher value
神造我们有更有更重要的意义
God created us for a higher purpose
就是能够有一个真正的指望
Which is to have a true and living hope
所以我们为什么要信耶稣
So why believe in Christ?
绝对不是因为信耶稣可以啊得财富啊赚大钱啊
It is not because believing in Christ will make us strike riches
今天很多人啊
Many people today
很多人为什么来寻找神
Come to God for a certain reason
啊，因为他们把神啊当成那个神灯的精灵啊
And this reason is that they think God is Aladdin in a lamp
啊，我们都听过那个神灯精灵的故事哦
We all heard the Middle Eastern story of Aladdin in a lamp
阿拉丁捡到一个神灯
So Aladdin found a magic lamp
哇搓一搓哇一个蓝色的东西就跑出来了。
After rubbing it, a blue mist came from the lamp.
然后就跟你讲说，哦，你可以有三个愿望。
And a great powerful genie said, I shall grant you three wishes, my master.
哎，很多人把主耶稣当成神灯精灵啊。
Some people treat Jesus no different than a genie.
啊，我来信耶稣，你要给我三个愿望哦。
Now I have become a Christian, God, you need to grant me three things.
啊，三个不够啊，五个啊。
Three is not enough. Let's make it five.
啊，我要有钱。
I want to be rich.
我要有新车。
I want a new car.
我要有大房子。
I want a big house.
我要娶漂亮老婆。
I want a beautiful wife.
啊，你不给我，我就不来喽。
If you don't give me these things, then bye bye.
啊，所以有时候啊，信主信到不知道自己在信什么啊。
Sometimes we believe in Christ, but we don't know what we truly believe in.
啊，信主信一辈子，不知道自己最后要去哪里啊。
We believe our whole lives, and we don't know where we are going.
他说这样子的人啊，比众人都可怜啊。
The Bible says these people are worthy of pity more than
哦、所以在这里告诉我们说我们需要有一个指望
Here we are told we need a hope
请问我们信耶稣的盼望在哪里、
Let me ask you What is the reason we have faith in Christ
请问我们追求信仰的目标在哪里
What is our hope What is our goal
在约翰福音里面、哦、
When we look at John
约翰福音有一次、有两个门徒、来跟着耶稣、
We see that there were once two disciples that came to Christ、
他们就跟着耶稣一直走啊
They follow Jesus as he walked about the land、
这时候耶稣突然转过身来、
Jesus suddenly turned to them and asked
转过来看着他们两个、
He looked at them sharply、
主耶稣突然对他们说了一句话、
And suddenly he said
他说你跟着我干嘛
Why do you follow me?
他说你为什么要跟着我呢？
Why follow me?
你跟着我你想要得到什么呢？
Why do you seek to gain my following me?
这是一个很重要的问题啊。
This is a question that matters.
每一个基督徒都需要问问自己这个问题。
A Christian needs to ask themselves this very question.
请问我追求信仰的目的在哪里？
Let me ask myself, why do I pursue this faith?
请问我跟随耶稣的原因在哪里？
What is the reason I follow Jesus?
请问我到底要从他那里得到什么？
What is it that I seek to gain from him?
所以在这里告诉我们说，需要有一个盼望。
So this passage tells us that we need a hope.
而且这个盼望必须要建立在更有价值属天的福气上面。
Well, this hope needs to be built on something higher, something loftier, like the hope in heaven.
所以保罗说哦，
Therefore, Paul
保罗说我看见天上丰厚无比永远的荣耀啊。
I see the everlasting glory in heaven.
这就是我所追求的盼望。
And this is the hope, this is my pursuit.
这就是我人生的目标。
This is the direction of my life.
这是值得我用一辈子努力去换取的代价。
And this is worthy of me paying up my whole life for.
在希伯来书里面讲到亚伯拉罕。
In Hebrews, Abraham is mentioned.
亚伯拉罕也是他的目标在天上。
His goal was also in heaven.
圣经里面讲说亚伯拉罕仰望天上更美的家乡。
The Bible says that Abraham hoped for a better hope in heaven.
所以虽然亚伯拉罕很有钱
，so although he was wealthy，
啊，但是他却不在世界上建立自己的家室，建立自己的城池。
Abraham did not establish his city, his kingdom on earth.
那因为他的目标不在世界
，because his goal, his destination was not on earth.
他的目标在天上的盼望。
Rather, his objective was in heaven.
啊，但是在这里告诉我们说，如果我们今天有一个正确的盼望
，Here we're told that if our hope is set in the right direction today，
我们希望能够找到正确的方向。
If we hope to seek the right direction，
但是这一条路却不是容易的。
The way is not easy.
啊，在这里说我们要坚守。不要摇动哦。
Because like it is said, we need to persevere and not waver.
为什么这里特别讲说不要摇动啊？
Why would it say without wavering?
代表说你这条信仰的路上啊，有时候啊可能会摇一摇哦。
But this means that sometimes we might be a little unstable as we walk.
哦，就好像啊一棵树，你如果家里有盆栽有树的话哦。
For example, if you have trees or bonsai.
你看啊，它有时候也会摇一摇哦。
You see that they have a little wiggle room.
为什么会摇一摇
？Why would they wiggle?
哦，风吹啊。
It isperhaps because of the wind.
雨打
because of the rain.
啊，或者是你无聊啊，给他弹两下。
Maybe it is you who are bored and decide to abuse it.
啊，他就摇一摇嘛，对不对
？So then it shakes a little.
那其实啊，信仰的道路上，我们就好像这棵盆栽一样啊。
We are just like a bonsai as we walk towards heaven.
在成长的路上，我们虽然不断的努力往上涨
，although we always strive to make our best effort in this way to heaven.
啊，但是啊，有时候难免外在总是有一些环境的打击啊。
Sometimes it's unavoidable.For us to be struck down by the external circumstances.
有风有雨啊。
There is a rain beating on us. There is a wind blowing on us.
是不是这个样子？我们有没有感觉到生活当中有时候有些风雨的打击
？Is it so true? Do we not sometimes feel the power of the tempest surrounding us?
希望摇动我们。
Seeking to unstable us.
甚至试着要推倒我们。
And even to topple us.
所以啊，信仰的道路从来不是容易的。
The journey to heaven was never easy.
会有外在的考验。
There were always external trials.
有时候会有外来的攻击。
Sometimes there are even external attacks.
啊，就像我们今天在座的每一位哦。
For example, this applies to all of us here today.
我们今天坐在这边聚会啊。
Today we are sitting here enjoying the word of God.
今天是礼拜五哦。
Today is Friday.
礼拜五原本你应该要上班的啊。
On Friday you should be working in theory.
那为什么你没有上班
？Why are you here?
为什么你在这里
？Why are you not working?
啊，因为你可能请假啦。
Maybe you took vacation.
啊，所以请假了你就用掉了你的假日啊。
Am I doing so? You use your time off.
啊，也可能跟别人换班啊。
Maybe you decided to exchange your duties with others.
换班你还要还给别人一天啊。
And because of that, you need to work some extra time some other
day. 你可能今天来这里没有上班就没有钱啊。
Maybe you are here on an unpaid leave. You are not being paid today.
有没有人会笑你
？Would people mock you?
很多人会笑你。
Yes, they will. And many of them.
笑你傻。
They will say you are dumb.
啊，怎么不赚钱呢
？You choose not to earn money.
搞什么啊？ What? 怎么不来上班呢
？What is wrong with you? Why are you working?
啊，所以啊，有个信徒跟我说哦。
So one of our members shared this.
说啊，他的同事都说他是傻瓜。
He said that all his colleagues called him stupid.
因为他礼拜六都来教会啊。
Because he chooses to come to church on Saturdays.
他同事跟他讲，赚钱都来不及了，还去什么教会
？And his coworkers say you're so poor. Why would you choose to go to church and forsake earnings?
哎，但是他同事突然问他一句话哦。
But then he was asked.
他说，你们教会聚会完有发钱吗？
Do people give you money at the end of service?
哦，那我们信徒说没有啊，没有发钱啊。
Our members say, of course not.
他说没有发钱，你去教会干什么
？So his colleagues wonder, so why do you go to church?
啊，我们那个姐妹啊，很老实哦。
The sister, make it very simple.
还跟他讲，不但没有发钱呢，我还要奉献呢。
I tell you, not only I'm not being paid, but I actually give tithe and give offerings.
哇，同事就说你傻瓜，你赚钱这么辛苦，还拿去给人家
？So her colleagues say, oh, how stupid you are! Not only you do not make money, but you waste your money on others.
所以你知道吗？你要坚守信仰的道路，常会被人家嘲笑。
So know this: if you insist in keeping the truth as it is, you
常会有外在的打击。
There will be external attacks.
但是在这里告诉我们哦。
But here we are.
他说我们要清楚自己的盼望是什么。
Let us know where our hope resides.
我们要看明白追求的目标在哪里。
Let us clearly see what is the direction of our pursuit.
所以不管外在怎么打击。
So no matter how we are beaten from outside.
他说不管别人怎么嘲笑。
No matter how people mock us.
他说我们可以坚守我们信仰的道路。我们说承认的指望啊
，This passage tells us that we can persist in our hope unwavering.
我们绝对不会摇动
，We shall never waver nor fall.
为什么不会摇动
？Why would we not waver？
这里说，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
Here says, for he who promised is faithful.
因为我们所信的主
，Because of the Lord, we will believe.
绝对不会让你丢脸，绝对不会让你羞愧啊
！He will never put us to shame. He will never forsake us.
你为他的付出，他都看见了。
His your efforts, your output is all seen by him.
你为他的努力，他都记录下来了。
All that you have done for him is recorded.
诗篇里面说，你为信仰所流的眼泪，主耶稣都拿一个袋子帮你装起来啊。
The book of Psalms says that the Lord stores in a flask the tears you shed for His sake.
绝不忘记。
He will never forget it.
绝不让你羞愧。
He will never put you to shame.
绝不让你失望。
He will never leave you alone.
只要我们能够坚守所信的道理。
As long as we persist in the truth we believe.
只要能够坚持我们所拥有的指望。
As long as we hold fast to the hope that we have today.
他说到最后。神一定回报你。
The Bible says that in the end, God shall certainly reward you.
神一定让你看见他的荣耀。
Will certainly let you behold his glory.
神一定让你在他里面重新得到能够得到喜乐。
God will surely fill with his joy.
很多信徒都有这样的体验啊。
Many members can attest to this.
依靠主的必不致羞愧啊。
He who relies on the Lord will not be put to shame.
因为主一定会回报我们的努力。
Because the Lord will certainly give us a reward for our efforts.
主一定会纪念我们的付出。
The Lord will remember what we have given him.
因为他是信实的。
For he is faithful.
因为他绝对会看见我们。
For he certainly sees us.
啊，第三。
Thirdly,
我们看回来希伯来书第十章哦。
Let's return to Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章的第二十四节啊。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 24.
二十四节说，又要彼此相互激发爱心，勉励行善啊。啊，这里告诉我们说啊，要能够拥有成功的人生啊。
Verse 24 says, what else to do in order to have successful lives?
啊，第三这里告诉我们哦。
This is the third point.
我们要学习。活出一个彼此相爱的生活来。
Let us learn to lead a life that is loving to others.
啊，不要做一个自私的人啊。
Let us not be self-centered.
啊，有些人觉得啊，有些人啊，什么事情都只顾自己哦。
Some people consider things in the context of themselves only.
和一个很自私的人。
Some people are very selfish.
因为他觉得说，哎，我如果把自己顾好，都是我的，我就会很快乐啊。
Because they think and feel that if they take care of themselves and consider things around themselves, they will be happy.
啊，想尽办法占别人的便宜，全部拿走，一个人全拿走，我就拥有最多，我就快乐了啊。
They try every single method, even cheating on others, taking advantage of them in order to accumulate more things for themselves.
啊，真的是这个样子吗
？But does it work that way?
你把大家当成傻瓜
？Do you think everyone is a fool?
你占尽所有你身旁人的便宜
？Do you take advantage of everyone around you?
啊，到最后你身旁一个人都没有，只剩你一人。
If so, when everybody mistrusts you and you're alone,
你真的会快乐吗？你真的是成功的吗？
Can you truly be successful?
你的幸福在哪里呢？
Where will be your blessedness?
如果今天没有任何人跟你分享你的喜乐，
If no one is around you to share your joy,
请问你的富足跟你对你有什么好处呢？
Then what does your wealth do to you?
如果今天没有一个人跟你享受你的一起享受你的人生，
If no one can enjoy life together with you,
如果今天生活当中没有一个人喜欢你，
If no one even likes you,
你没有朋友，
You have no friends,
没有人在乎你，
You have no one who cares for you for you?
你拥有的一切对你又有什么意义呢？
Then how do your possessions help you?
所以我们今天要活出一个成功的人生啊。
Today we need to lead successful lives.
绝对不是一个自私的人可以 得到的。
And this is not something that a selfish person can attain.
所以在这里告诉我们说啊，我们啊要彼此相顾啊。
We're told here that we need to consider each other.
我们这如果我们有一部电影哦。
There is a certain movie.
啊，这部电影啊，从头到尾只有一个演员啊。
Which from beginning to end has only one character.
啊，这是很奇怪的一部电影哦。
It is a very special, strange movie.
而且它卖得很好。
And it is actually very popular.
整部电影只有一个人。
The whole movie has one person.
跟一颗球。
And a ball.
哦，就这样子演了两个小时。
For 2 hours, you see a person and a ball and nothing else.
啊，但是啊。其实蛮好看的哦。
But this movie is actually quite interesting.
他在讲什么
？What is it about?
他讲说有一台飞机失事啊。
It is about an air crash.
啊，结果有一个人呐、啊、活下来了。
And a certain person survived.
啊，但是却在一个荒岛上面啊。
But he survived as a lone survivor in an island.
啊，没有任何一个人在他身边。
In an uninhabited island with no one around him.
所以啊，不管他高兴或不高兴，没有任何人跟他分享。
So no matter whether he was happy or sad, no one cared.No one knew.
哦，就算捡到人家，就算那个飞机失事捡到人家的东西啊，富足了也没有地方可以用那个钱。
Even being relatively wealthy alone on an island through the things that came from the wreckage.
哇，快要疯了，因为啊是没有人跟他讲话。
He was so about to go crazy because no one was there to talk or listen to him.
有一天呢、啊，一件很快乐的事情发生了、啊。
One day something happy happened to this man.
他捡到一颗球。
He happened to find a ball.
哦，所以他就把那个球啊画。画上脸，哇，这就是我的朋友啊
！So he drew a face on this ball, saying, "You are my new friend from now."
天天跟那个球讲话。
And every day he would converse with the ball.
人如果没有别人分享喜悦，是可悲的。
If men do not have someone to share their joy, then their joy is but sadness.
而一个自私的人是得不到真心的朋友。
A person that is self-centered and selfish cannot have true friends.
所以我们不要单顾自己啊。
Therefore, let us not watch only for ourselves.
也要照顾别人。
But let us consider those around us.
你会发现哦。
If we do this, we will realize.
当你跟朋友分享你的喜悦
，that when our joy can be shared with others,
你得到的快乐是加倍的
，our joy is multiplied.
当你跟朋友分享你的幸福
，if our bliss is shared with others,
啊，虽然你好像变得少了，哇，跟你分一半，一块蛋糕，我跟你分一半，我只剩下一半而已哦。
Although yes, we share, so we give some of our cake to others, we have less of the cake.
但是你会发觉说，你那一半的蛋糕特别好吃。
Realize that what is left of the cake is especially tasty.
所以在这里告诉我们你要怎么快乐。
So here we are told the method of joy.
你要怎么幸福。
We are told the method by which to be
blessed. 你要怎么在主里过着成功的人生。
We are told how to lead a successful life in Christ.
他说不要自私啊。
Do not be selfish.
要能够常常彼此看顾，互相照顾啊。
Consider one another in love and in goodness.
他说你这样子的人啊，如果你常常有爱心在你生命当中哦。
If you are loving every corner you turn.
啊，常常行善，常常会帮助别人。
If you do good works for the benefit of others.
你会突然发觉你的人生很有意义。
You will realize your life is filled with meaning.
啊，虽然你拥有的不多。
Although you might not have much materially.
虽然分给别人你拥有的更少了。
Although because you share you have even less.
但是你的快乐却加。
Your joy increases day by day.
哦，所以我们今天啊，要活出一个快乐的人生。
Today, let us have joyful lives.
成为前锋的基督徒。
Let us be successful Christians together.
很重要的。
Because this is important.
就是要能够互相关怀啊。
What truly matters is to watch and love one another.
哦，在约翰一书也告诉我们哦。
In First John, we are told.
他说啊，如果我们说我们爱神啊
，We say that we love God.
我们要先能够爱看得见的弟兄姐妹啊。
We need to first be able to love the brothers and sisters.
你如果没有办法爱你看得见的弟兄姐妹
We're unable to love the brothers and sisters that we can see
那他说啊你说你爱神啊圣经里面讲说你骗人啊
The Bible says that we deceive ourselves when we say that we love God、
哦、所以我们要先从谁开始爱起
So whom should we love first
先要学会爱自己
We need to firstly love ourselves
我们也不要不爱自己哦你要先学会爱自己哦
That we love others doesn't mean that we don't love ourselves because loving ourselves is the starting point
照顾好自己
We need to take due care of ourselves
如果你不会爱自己
If you don't know how to love yourself
你也不知道怎么样才叫做爱别人啊。
Then how can you know how to apply love to others?
哦，当你爱了自己以后呢
？After you learn to love and care
for yourself, 下一个你要爱谁
？Who should you love next?
你不要说我要爱教会的弟兄姐妹哦，不要哈。
don't jump the start and say you want to love the brothers and sisters of the church.
你先爱你自己的家人啊。
The order is that you first need to love your family.
有些人啊，对教会信徒姐弟兄姐妹都好好。
Some people seem to be very good to the brothers and sisters in the church.
都好温柔。
They are very gentle.
啊，但是啊，在家里啊，对自己的兄弟姐妹都好凶。
But at home, they are fierce with their own family members.
哇，对爸爸妈妈讲话都很不客气。
And they speak too boldly to their parents.
哇，一到教会哦，马上又变成好人了。
But when they come to church, they seem to be a little kitten.
骗人的啦。
This is all deceit.
所以要从谁爱起？
So whom should we love first?
先从你自己的家人爱起啊。
We need to firstly love our family members.
照顾好你的家人。
We need to take care of our relatives.
他说，圣经里面讲说，如果人不懂得照管自己的家，怎么能够照管神的教会呢？
The Bible asks a question, how can you take care of the church if you cannot take care of your own family?
你如果一个人不懂得爱自己的家人，怎么知道什么叫做真正的爱教会的弟兄姐妹呢？
If you are not loving to your own people, how can you be loving to the brothers and sisters in church?
所以在这里互相照顾要从自己的家人开始。
Therefore, when we consider one another in love, let us start from our family members.
然后再延伸到教会的弟兄姐妹。
And then extrapolate this to our brothers and sisters.
啊，最后延伸到你身旁的人。
And in the end, extend this to everyone who's around us.
啊，当你的生命当中充满了这种爱。
When our life is filled with this type of love.
当你的生命当中充满了这你的家人跟你的朋友。
When our love is spread to our relatives, to our friends.
哦，你的生命是幸福的。
Then our lives are blessed.
你的人生是成功的。
Our lives are successful.
人生的成功不在于家道丰盛。
Success is not measured by possessions.
不在于你有多少的财富。
It isn't mentioned by our wealth.
在于两件事。
But it is measured through two things.
第一，神喜不喜悦你。
Number one, whether God is pleased with you.
第二，你的生命当中有没有分享的同伴？
Two, whether you have someone to share your joy in life.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们啊。
May the Lord help us in this manner.
让我们每个人都能够看明白。
So that all of us can see the situation clearly.
能够每个人都活出一个成功的人生。
And lead successful lives.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let us pray in silence.